And Graham, just take us a little further, if you would, into the future and tell us about how and when the transfer takes place. Perhaps Dick might like to put a point or two in here as well. The transfer takes place over a period of time from the A-series to these B-series satellites.
Yes, okay. We're into the planning phase of that at the moment. It looks like we're going to do it around December of this year. But basically what we do is fly the A-series and B-series satellites in fairly close formation, and then we'll just cut over the services, turn off the A-series transponder and turn on the B-series ones. So the customers will see a very short break in their services. They transfer from one satellite to the other.
How short?
We'll be doing that in about December of this year.
Right. How short a break in service, though, if one was wishing for continuous service from A to B?
We'll do it in the middle of the night, so it won't jump too much, but it should be the order of a minute or so. It all depends on what the customer's requirements are.
Fine.
We can do it in a very short amount of time, but we'd like to keep a little, being an operations person, keeping a little bit of time up our sleeves.
Graham, that A-series, three satellites, of course, have stood us in such good stead for a number of years now. What happens to them?
Okay, the limiting thing on the A-series satellite is the fuel, which means the satellites have performed perfectly all of their life and they're just unfortunately running out of fuel. There's nothing we can do about that. We'll use the last remaining kilogram or so of fuel to raise the energy of the orbit of the satellite so it flies a little bit higher than geosynchronous, approximately 80 to 100 kilometres above geosynchronous. The satellites will stay there for hundreds of years. In fact, they won't decay at all. It'll stay up out of the geostationary orbit, which is a very treasured position in space.
Graham, so those satellites have stood us in good stead, haven't they? What can we expect to be different from these?
Well, the new series satellites are replacement series, but they're a lot more powerful satellite. They've got the same number of transponders, but in addition to that, we've got an L-band package. We've got slightly different coverage on the ground, in particular our high-performance beam, which has been specifically designed for pay television. So it's quite an advancement, really. It's a lot more powerful transmissions from this satellite. A lot more services can be carried. So it's all around, it's an enhancement on what we've had before.
Okay. Graham, thank you.